Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome. We got a very busy show today. We got four guests on, so without further ado, let me introduce our first gentleman via Skype from London, England. His name is Dr. Malcolm Carruthers. The name of the book is Testosterone Resistance. It's published by Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, and amazon.com. Dr. Carruthers, welcome from across the pond. It's indeed a pleasure to have you on, sir.
Good morning, Stu. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
We hear so much about so many symptoms, so many components that are symptomatic of some certain kind of disease or ailment. Then there are others that kind of disappear in the cracks. We don't hear much about testosterone, its effects, the rationale behind it. What's the book about, and what are you bringing in print here that should enlighten our listening audience?
Well, it's letting people know more about the good factors in relation to testosterone. And there's a double meaning in the title. Firstly, that it's a condition like adult onset diabetes, where it's not the level of testosterone so much that counts, but whether the body is sensitive or resistant to it. And secondly, the resistance of the medical profession to actually introducing testosterone treatment, which is quite unaccountable, and sometimes you could all call it almost hormonophobia, fear of testosterone.
Does this mean, doctor, that perhaps the way we're treating low testosterone levels by providing some drugs to increase that level is not the way to proceed?
Well, it's a question of overcoming the resistance. So you don't just throw testosterone at the problem and hope it will go away, but you do a variety of measures, sort of lifestyle improvements, which lower the resistance of the body and make the testosterone work better.
I want to give the website out for people who and it should be an issue for a lot of people. It's centerformenshealth.co.uk, and center is spelled C-E-N-T-R-E.
The UK way of spelling it rather than the American.
Exactly, although we're getting pretty fancy over here with certain terminology like theater, T-R-E. But back to the book, could you go into a little more depth here? Because your new theory compares testosterone deficiency to diabetes. You mentioned that, but it seems to be eye-opening, and I don't know if the medical community, if any of the medical community has focused on this.
Well, this is a wake-up call to the medical community to look at testosterone deficiency generally in a different light, and to say that they're open to the idea of it being resistant. So you don't diagnose it, by measuring the level of testosterone in the blood. But you actually listen to the patient and his symptoms and consider conditions that, you know, are affected by testosterone deficiency. And then you treat the patient, you don't treat the laboratory.
Is this resistance stopping men from getting the appropriate treatment? And I already suggested that perhaps drugs weren't the solution or the answer to low testosterone levels.
It is, yes. Not so much necessarily in America, where I think patients tend to get what they ask for, but certainly in the UK and Australia, it's a terrible case. It's very difficult to get testosterone treatment. The doctors just measure the level in the blood. If it's above a certain level, they say you can't be deficient of testosterone, whereas the answer is, oh, yes, you can. You can be resistant to it.
Trying to say this in an acceptable way here, since you're a doctor and I'm a layman, is this really low T activity rather than low T, and that's what the ads say?
Well, that's exactly it. Yes, Stu, it really is. you can have an adequate level of testosterone from the lab tests, but the activity is too low, and so therefore you have all the symptoms and problems associated with testosterone deficiency. Even things like high blood fat levels, diabetes, and heart trouble, and even now Alzheimer's disease is coming to be associated with low T activity.
So what is your basic recommendation? And I know that one size does not fit all. You know, it's one of the dangers of doing medical shows on radio, for example. You can't possibly know the profile of the patient or the cure or the treatment of it. But how many different ways are there to treat low testosterone?
Well, obviously, there are many safe ways of giving it now by skin creams and by injections and so on. But at the same time, you work on the resistance by lifestyle modification, getting the patient to lose a bit of weight, do a bit of exercise, and all this ups their sensitivity to testosterone and can greatly help in the treatment, but it's not often considered.
How do you compare the preventative medicine, preventative in terms of blocking or stalling or canceling out medical problems with regard to testosterone? How do you compare this to women?
Well, that's a different subject. I think it's got quite a lot going for it for women as an adjunct to their form of HRT, hormone replacement therapy, with estrogens. But that's a different area that I'm not really qualified to speak in, but I very much support, because I think women can feel not only sexier, but also can feel mentally much more active when they're on testosterone. But that's a different case and yet to be proved, whereas the case for treating more men with testosterone, I think, is well proven.
The traditional medical community, whether it's homeopathic or alternative medicine, routinely dismisses that, maybe less now than they used to, and we're getting an integration of the two. Have you been able to ascertain the medical community's response to what you write about in this book?
Well, that's why on the cover I've got a picture of an angry doctor leaning over a desk saying what has been said to the majority of the 3,000 patients I've seen over the last 30 years. When patients ask for testosterone treatment, they're told no, they can't have it. So we're trying to change that. And this new theory of resistance to testosterone is really a game changer.
We only have a minute or two left here. Is there something you'd like to add that we have not covered during this interview, Doctor?
Yes, I think to emphasize the safety of testosterone treatment, that the big myths of that it will cause prostate cancer or cause heart trouble are just that, myths, as has been largely shown by the doctor who wrote the foreword to the book, Abe Morgenthaler of Boston University, has abolished both of these myths. So it's a very safe form of treatment. It could be a lot cheaper than it is. The prices are cranked up by the drug companies, I think. But it's a very safe and effective form of treatment and a good form of preventive medicine of the future.
I know the answer is never enough in any field, but is there enough money being spent on the research to alleviate the problems associated with low testosterone?
Well, yes, there is, actually. It's not more research we need. It's more application, more treatment with testosterone, and it will prove itself.
All right. The name of the book, Testosterone Resistance, Dr. Malcolm Carruthers. It's available through Ex Libris. Sir, but on a closing note here, did you receive your education in the UK?
Yes, I did entirely, but I've traveled widely in the US as well as Australia, and I've learned a lot from doctors all over.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us through London. And in our case, good morning to us, but a good afternoon to you. It has been an absolute pleasure. All right, Dr. Malcolm Carruthers, testosterone resistance. We'll change topics, as we frequently do here on Stu Taylor on Business when we come back.
Okay.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me to Stu Taylor.
All right, we resume and going to the physical aspects, mostly in our past interview with Dr. Malcolm Carruthers, to our psychological issues here. And Dan Swansingson is joining us. It's spelled S-W-A-N-I-N-G-S-O-N. He is the author of Hope for Families, how to be a functional family in a dysfunctional world. The book is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Dan, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I mean, I say this tongue in cheek, so don't start sending me emails by telling me what an arrogant and no good individual I am. But sometimes I'll just say, once in a while to my wife or something, are we the only family who is not dysfunctional? I mean, I don't know whether it's just my perception or whether it's reality or it's, as you talk about in the title, A Dysfunctional World, that dysfunction seems to be on the increase if it's not genetically transmitted.
Yeah, it's just kind of the natural state of the world. And if left in our natural state, that's where we end up. And we know it's not right, but that's why we need all the help we can get. And you know, how to function used to be something that was handed down to us from generation to generation, but it's kind of been a breakdown there, and it's become more and more of a challenge as we have more and more thrown at us to prevent that from happening. And playing on our own selfishness and pride, that it becomes about me, and that's when we cease to be functional as a family and in relationships. So I was just trying to, the purpose of this book was to just give some practical advice and some encouragement and how to overcome some of that, and mainly to recognize it, is the biggest thing. Can't overcome anything if you don't know where it's there to overcome. So,
Dan, obviously, you have a wife, you've got three children. We all have our issues at one point or another to deal with. What is your background, and how were you able to research information to write this book?
Well, I grew up in a broken home that was actually put back together a few different times. So I call it not necessarily a blended family, but a fluid family, because it changed every few years. But coming out of that, I kind of went off the deep end for a while as a young man, and came back to the scriptures and the Lord that my father had taught me, and looked to him for help and was delivered from addictions, and made a quick transition from that into wanting to serve in my church, where I had gotten the help I needed, and got into the kids ministry and started seeing all these kids who were growing up with the same struggles and kind of headed in the same direction where I had come from and had been. And I eventually felt the call to get into a more formal ministry. So I went through, put myself through Bible college and high school after having been married and having a few kids, and my kids were still young at the time, so it was a challenge. And I trying to make a long story real short here. Just recognized I wanted to be the dad that I always wanted. I had a great dad. He just wasn't always there because of divorce. So I was determined. My wife was determined to do that differently. And then ministering to these kids, I thought, I really need to teach these kids. And then it dawned on me at some point that it's not the kids who need to know this stuff. It's their parents. And so I started shifting my focus more from kids ministry to family ministry. And I became the children's pastor for a while in the course of this, and where I really started to see this. And went to my pastor one day. I said, I think you need to replace me as the children's pastor because I really feel the Lord calling me to minister more to the family. I felt like I was standing at the intersection waiting for wrecks so I could patch people up when somebody needs to be preventing the wrecks in the first place. So how do we get these families to keep from becoming dysfunctional, to keep from falling apart? And then
it's a little like preventative medicine then, correct?
Exactly.
Book is more, is not just about a downcast situation that a lot of people face, but you've got a lot of your own experiences, and some of them are entertaining in the book. Do you have just a brief story, perhaps, or two you can share?
Yeah, I tell one about one of my favorites. I live in Montana now, but I grew up in northern Minnesota. And so, of course, the winter sports were the big thing. And snowmobiling, I was probably 14 years old, and my dad and his new wife and my two stepbrothers and I went, and sister went snowmobiling, and I had one of my younger stepbrothers riding with me on the snowmobile throughout the course of the day, and he apparently wasn't too pleased with the way I was handling the machine, and he was kind of banging on me and screaming, slow down, we're going to die, or whatever. And I got a little tired of that, and at one point I turned around and just hollered, shut up. And that was something that this portion of our family just didn't do. So my little stepbrother took great delight in telling his mother, my stepmother, that I had yelled at him to shut up, which didn't make me real popular at the moment with my stepmother. And I was sent to the truck to sit for a minute. And while I was sitting in the truck, my stepbrother come over and started taunting me, and I stuck out my tongue, and he stuck out his tongue, and I thought, kind of a light came on, so I leaned a little closer to the window and stuck out my tongue, and he leaned closer and stuck out his tongue, and lo and behold, his tongue stuck to the window, which if you've grown up in the North, no, what that's about.
That's funny.
I rescued him with a cup of warm water, but.
Can you give people out there who are experiencing dysfunction in their family where they should go for help if they choose not to go to their own church, synagogue, or religious confines? How do you begin to climb out of the abyss?
Well, I give people just a really simple advice to start with is just don't give up. The key to being a functional family, other than learning the roles of the family and how to move in those, is just being there. We get frustrated and we just give up. So I just really encourage people don't to give up. Call a friend, call a relative, someone you know everybody knows someone that they kind of look at and say, well, I wish I had a marriage like that, or I wish I could be a dad like that. Just have coffee with them. Can I spend some time with you now and then? And that's really how I learned, was just kind of watching my wife's family. I was just kind of in awe of how they were able to keep it together. And so I kind of modeled my marriage and my parenting skills a lot on my father-in-law. And of course, in my life, it was the scriptures and just the promptings from the Lord that helped me in a lot of that. And it's not easy. It's never easy. I'm a grandfather now,
another generation that has to deal with what our world has created. And that's in the second half of the name of the book, In a Dysfunctional World. The book is Hope for Families, How to Be a Functional Family in a Dysfunctional World. And that is by Dan Swansington. And it's written published help of Tate Publishing. Dan, thanks very much. Appreciate having you on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll be right back to talk about the small business revolution.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave. And I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on his show.
I think there'll be a large segment of the population interested in our upcoming guest, Amanda Brinkman, and the topic, which is about small business and the small business revolution on Main Street. Joining us, I am delighted to have Amanda Brinkman. She's the Chief Brand and Communications Officer of Deluxe Corporation. She has a great experience in brand management. She serves as the vice chairman of the Children's Cancer Research Fund Board of Directors and a member of the Make-A-Wish Foundation Board. First of all, thank you for your service. Congratulations on what you're doing. And let's begin with, before you get into some specifics, talking about National Small Business Week and what it offers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk about National Small Business Week.
Yeah, so this is a great week within the year. It's one of my favorites. So this is a year where we really all stop and think about the importance of celebrating and supporting the small businesses within our communities. You know, small businesses make our neighborhoods and our cities and our towns better, and it's up to us to get out and support them, to not only keep them in business, but continue to encourage their entrepreneurship and the hard work that goes into that.
You know, every year there are about a million people at least who decide to start a business. How many of these businesses survive, by the way, and what should be done in order to increase their survivability, that is, outside of an individual's capabilities and the basic model of the business? I mean, if somebody's not capable and the business has a poor structure or premise, I mean, it's going to fail on its own. But what kind of advice?
Yeah, one of the things that we work a lot with small businesses on is, we help them operate their business, but we also help them market their business. One of the ways to really ensure longevity is to make sure that you're thinking about some of just the marketing fundamentals so that you can find new customers, you can retain customers and build those relationships, but that customers can also find you, you know, making sure you're findable online and you have a good web presence, strong branding, good organic search ranking. And, you know, one of the reasons that we at Deluxe, you know, do the marketing piece is because very few entrepreneurs get into business for themselves because they can't wait to figure out their social media marketing, or they know, you know, what the heck SEO is. And so we love helping small businesses as a partner in that piece of it so that they can focus on the parts of running their business that they love.
Yeah, and I want to give out the website for people to go to. There's a video as well. It's smallbusinessrevolution.org. smallbusinessrevolution.org. I really recommend everybody go to it. And we're talking about towns getting a $500,000 transformation. Talk about this within the context of what you're doing. And also the second part of this is people will have an opportunity to win lunch with Robert Hershevek, who's been a guest on this show as well. What's that all about?
Yeah, so the Small Business Revolution was something that we did last year. It was really our love letter to small businesses. So we were celebrating our 100th anniversary. So Deluxe has been in the business of helping small businesses for 100 years. And so we wanted to do something notable in our centennial year to celebrate the kinds of businesses we love working with every day. So we went across the country and told the stories of 100 small businesses. And we also launched a longer-form documentary, really telling the overarching point of view story on the importance that small businesses have in our communities and in our towns. And it was on that journey that we really discovered that nowhere are small businesses more under siege than in our small towns. You know, you've got big-box retailers and national restaurant chains moving in, and they're pushing out, you know, some some long-standing small businesses that make that community great. And so we didn't want to stand for that, so we launched a contest for people to nominate their favorite small town to receive a $500,000 revitalization for the town as well as the businesses within it, so that we could get one small town really great in back in great shape.
How do people specifically, how do they go about voting?
Yeah, so you go to smallbusinessrevolution.org, and there you can watch a mini documentary on the two finalists. So it's Silverton, Oregon, and Wabash, Indiana are our two finalists. You can watch a mini doc on both of them. You can vote for whichever one moves you the most. And then after you've voted, you have a chance to enter for a trip to the winning town to spend some time with Robert Hirschevac from Shark Tank.
Yeah, Natalie, that's a great learning experience as well. You've done a lot of research. You've been really heavily involved in this. If you've got a couple of stories, perhaps, of small businesses from around the country who have benefited from the kind of information that the Small Business Revolution offers.
Yeah, so a couple, you know, so one of the things that we loved about doing the Small Business Revolution is that we were able to meet and be moved by the stories of so many great small businesses across this country. And we really wanted to tell a variety of stories to demonstrate the rich tapestry of small businesses that do make up this country. They're not all retail shops and restaurants. You know, we've got a clock repairman off of the East Coast and an orthopedics company for dogs out of, you know, Denver, Colorado. And so all these really great stories. But a couple that really rise to the top of really moving me is one is a story of a couple who runs an incredible pizzeria in San Francisco. I mean, this thing's Zagat rated, phenomenal food. They've been doing a great job. It's called Moseria. And the couple that runs it just happened to be deaf. And their customers are about 97% of them are from the hearing community. And they are using the age-old adage of breaking bread together to break down the barriers between the hearing and non-hearing communities. And it's phenomenal. Everyone on their staff is deaf. You know, even when you call in to do a takeout order, it's through FaceTime. You know, everything about it, you know, kind of just makes it so that, you know, lack of hearing is not a barrier to experiencing a great business. And that's what small businesses can do. They can bring together communities. You can know the owners and be moved by that. Another story that I love is just outside of Austin, Texas, there's a great ranch that offers equine therapy. And equine therapy is using horses and the connection with horses to help children who are perhaps suffering from autism or depression or trauma. And this woman runs this ranch called Spirit Reigns. And Rhonda used to be a corporate finance person and one day had a life-threatening accident and thought, what am I doing? I got to go make a difference in this world. And so she started her own business to give back and help these kids. And I just think that's phenomenal, and I think that's the kind of business you want to support, you know, someone who is providing not only help but healing for other people.
You know, the focus of the Small Business Revolution is really in the main streets of small towns, small businesses, entrepreneurs. Certainly, I believe the real strength and backbone of this country. And this is a little tangential. It's a little off the topic. But, you know, in recent days, and we've known about this, but in recent days, we've really been, for those of us who follow the media, have been privy to the fact that a lot of big cities are on the verge of breakdowns. Detroit, for example, I mean, it's the best example, is just collapsing socially, culturally, economically, et cetera. And again, as I say, this is off the track. You may not have an answer. Did you see a part with small entrepreneurs coming into cities like Detroit to revive it, or is this going to take the advent of huge, huge corporations and millionaires and billionaires in order to take a stake in that city and others that may soon follow? And I could name several, but in lieu of time, let me just turn this over to you.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. When we were telling these stories, 100 stories, some were from small towns, but some were from major metropolitan areas. One of the mini documentaries was actually about this really great tech incubator out of Detroit, Michigan. And the owner that we interviewed as a part of this had this really great line in the mini doc where he said, you know, the thing that's going to bring Detroit back isn't going to be this next big thing. it's going to be thousands of little things. And he was speaking to about the spirit of entrepreneurship and these small businesses that are starting to come together and pull that city, you know, up from the ashes. And we saw that in many big towns. I mean, that's the great part is that you don't, if you live in a large city, there are still small businesses everywhere. It's just opening your eyes to them. You know, there's florists everywhere. There's independently owned restaurants everywhere. It's really about just making sure you're aware of it and making a commitment to trying to support these small businesses. Because when you do that, you're literally supporting perhaps your neighbor's dream. And that doesn't have to be in a small town. That can be, you know, an apartment 2B next door. So it can be in a major city as well.
Joining us again, Amanda Brinkman. I can't tell you how much we appreciate having you on and all of your great contributions. It has been indeed a pleasure. And remember, let me give you the website. It's smallbusinessrevolution.org. Get on it. Help the growth of yourself, small towns, and this country as a whole. It's been a pleasure, Amanda. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much,
too. All right. Go National Small Business Week, May 1 to May 7. Take advantage.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Napa know-how!
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room. With refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four Seasons.
seasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Tom Hopkins, and I'm excited to send this little message to you because as our nation's number one how-to sales trainer, it's an honor when I meet people who do so much for the profession of selling. And having been interviewed by Stu Taylor and seeing and hearing in his voice, and even though I've never met him, I can tell he has a passion for what he does, and I just hope all of you that are in sales take advantage of the knowledge that he brings because the people he has on that show can change your life.
All right, we're rejoined for, and I've enjoyed our first three interviews immensely, but this is really what you just have to call the fun part of the show. Rejoining us, as he often does, is Dan Hebenstreit. He is the managing partner for Seasons 52. They've got two of them. One is in Burlington, Massachusetts. The other one is in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. And I was joking with Dan prior to having him come on, as I've had the pleasure of spending a lot of time with him as well, that my wife and I just ate there on I'm looking at the receipt here, on May 1st, a couple of days ago. And I said to Dan, boy, it's really pathetic that all you look forward to all week is your next trip to Seasons 52. Now, hold on before everybody takes that literally. I'm just joking, but I'm serious about the fact that I can't wait to head over to Seasons 52 for the delicious meals that they have, the high-quality food that they offer, very conscious of calorie intake, the tremendous service, the ambiance. It's got it all. And, Dan, again, thank you for the other night. We just love it. I'll see you not only this morning but this afternoon and tonight again.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. No, it's been great. We're into the spring. I guess that means a new schedule. But before you address that, I think you should hit on the fact of Mother's Day. And let me just sneak in. Seasons52.com is the website to make your reservations. What about Mother's Day?
So for Mother's Day, we're doing our brunch again. So we did brunch for the first time on Easter Sunday, and we're doing a Mother's Day brunch this coming Sunday. It was very popular on Sunday, Easter, and we feel the same way about coming up on Mother's Day. Obviously, Mother's Day is one of the busiest restaurant days in the industry and in the country. So we have some new items that people are maybe very unfamiliar with. I'll give you a few of them. We have a Mediterranean dish called shishuka, and it's pasture-raised eggs baked in a sauce of sweet peppers, tomatoes, chorizo, and crumbled feta. And it comes in basically a little crock, very tasty. We're doing seasoned to do eggs benedict. It's toasted brioche, mushrooms, wilted spinach, again, pasture-raised eggs, hollandaise drizzle, and it's accompanied by our crushed potatoes, which a lot of our regular guests will remember. We have a brick oven brioche French toast, blueberry-infused maple syrup, whiskey-smoked brown sugar pecans. A little on the sweeter side, it's not a traditional bread French toast. It's more almost like a bread pudding. Very tasty. That sold very well on Easter. We anticipate that it'll be very popular again on this Sunday for Mother's Day. And then we have a vegetable frittata, eggs, aged cheddar, roasted red peppers, potatoes, mushrooms, and this is accompanied by grilled asparagus and a sriracha hollandaise if you like things on a little bit of the spicy side. All the dishes, again, they did very well on Easter. We have a lot of bookings right now between 10 a.m. and 3 on Mother's Day. Plenty of availability after 3 still, so hurry up and get your reservations in and make Mom proud.
All right, go to seasons52.com. Instead of me taking the time to go through the detailed information, you get the phone number. You call, you make the reservations, and I'm not obligated to go anywhere. It doesn't matter who comes on the show. There's a reason I keep going back and back and back again. I'm not going back with this kind of frequency to an eating establishment unless it's fantastic. And you were talking to me as I came in with my wife before we ate and how much pride you take in the quality food, meats and fish that you serve. It's not prompted by me. You just come over and I can see it in your eyes how proud you are. So talk a little about your search for quality to match those other, and I'm not mentioning any names, great steak or seafood houses.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are always on the hunt for making sure that we're procuring the best steak, trout, salmon that we can get our hands on. And the same thing with produce. You know, we've tried to procure as much, certainly locally sourced, locally within, you know, a 20 to 50 mile radius. And I think the furthest we'll go out to get some of the produce through our vendors is maybe 70 to 100 miles. But a lot of it's coming from very local areas. We get to check the quality of it. As it comes into the restaurant, if something doesn't meet our expectation, we will send it back. And if we can't get a replacement for it, we may unfortunately have to be fresh out of that item because it's not going to measure up to what we're looking for when it hits the table. And then, of course, on a day-to-day basis, we're constantly on top of the kitchen in prep behind the kitchen, making sure that the recipes are being adhered to, making sure that we're taking great care with the product. You know, something as simple as constantly tasting the food. We just went through a process. Our New York strip steak has to be marinated for at least 24 hours. And I tasted one for lunch last week, and I could tell that the marinade had not been allowed to sit long enough. So my chef and I went through the process with the team again, and we on our own put together a batch, marinated for 24 hours, and taught and showed everybody what the difference is. So all those little important details play a major factor in running a successful restaurant, and you have to pay attention to all of the small details.
Yeah, and you do, and again, a tip to everybody there, the management, the waitresses, also the hostesses who greet you. I mean, they really make you feel at home. You've got a new chef.
We do have a new chef, and he's not new to me. His name is Rory Parlin, and I've known Rory for almost 10, 11 years now. We worked together at a former place together for almost four years. I will tell you that in the 23 years I've been doing this, he is hands down the best chef that I have ever had work for me and that I have ever worked with. Phenomenal passion for food. He spent his scholastic years at Johnson & Wales. He traveled to Europe for over a year. He is a full-on trained pastry chef. He's worked with a lot of the top chefs in Boston. He's worked in a lot of top restaurants that do high volume. And he's just a pleasure to work with. He's got an immense passion for food. He's a great teacher. He's on top of his kitchen. You'll oftentimes see him in the dining room talking to guests, running food out.
I don't want to interrupt you, but we only got less than a minute. I got to talk about the private function rooms, the phenomenal desserts, and the entertainment. You've got about 30 seconds. I've given you a lot to chew on.
Well, of course, our private dining rooms are ideal for all of our corporate guests that surround the Burlington area, and we welcome them every day at lunch and dinner. And as you know, our desserts are phenomenal. How many desserts?
God.
You've had a number of them.
All right, and the entertainment is there in the adjoining bar. I mean, it's perfect. Dan, thanks so much for joining us. Seasons 52, we'll see you back there very soon. I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Stu Taylor. Have a great day.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.